Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moss Boss Show. And in today's episode, is my door closed? My door is closed. I think it's closed. I can't really tell. But anyways, so, I wanted to overall talk on video games today. I feel like lately, that's just been an ongoing theme with my podcast, is that I got a lot to say with video games. I thought overall I was done saying everything that I needed to say about video games, but every day I'm faced with a new challenge when it comes to video games. More so like, why did they design the game that way? Because my thing is this, you know, I feel that most people, when you spend $70 on a video game, you're buying this game to like win, right? You're buying this game to have a good experience. And it just seems like nowadays games are only designed for like whoever, like whatever that genre is, it's only designed for that genre. It's not designed for somebody that wants to get into that genre. And I'm like, fam, why do you guys design games that way? Like, there's some games where they still stick to its original formula where it's like, hey, we're gonna make this game, like, you know, even if you have already played this, we're gonna make it to where it's like, so pretty much how you're gonna have to go about this game is that you are gonna have to go through a tutorial, and then at some point in time, then when you wanna make the game challenging, you very well got that God-given right to make that game challenging. But then there's just some games where I'm like, they don't do that. And then I end up having a bad experience with them. And I'm like, for an example, the video game Tekken 8. Now, my thing is this. Now, this is what I more so wanted to talk on when it comes to video games, is that companies need to start doing research before they just come up with a video game. Because my thing is this. I get that Tekken 8 is supposed to be an unrealistic fighting game. Like, the stuff that you're doing in there, that's stuff that's not going to happen in real life, all right? You can't stop time and then do some special attack in the middle of a fight. Like, no, you are fighting with somebody. But my thing is this. At least I'm going to have it where the fight comes off as authentic. You know, like, yeah, although we got some unrealistic stuff that's happening, but I feel like it's even more unrealistic if I'm just getting hit and I'm not doing anything to defend myself. I'm just going to allow myself to get hit. My thing is this. I'm like, I feel like I haven't been in enough fights in my life to know I'm not just going to stand there and get hit. So that's something where I'm like, you know, and if that is the case, you learn it one time. After that, you figure it out for the next fight. But it ain't going to be every single fight. And that's the thing that really confuses me with that game where I'm like, do you want people to be stressed out when playing the game, or do you want people to have fun when playing the game? I get that you guys want to have a skill level that comes with that game, but at the same time, fam, I'm not playing the game for a skill level. I'm not playing the game to see how skilled I am. I am playing the game because I want to have fun, and it seems like nowadays, if you want to have fun with a video game, you got to have friends to play that video game with. And my thing is this. All the different video games that came out within the past year, right? Like from 2023 all the way up until April 14th of this year. Do you think your friends, your friends that might have kids, they might be in a relationship, they might even be married, they got responsibilities outside of yours. Do you think they're going to jump up? Because my thing is this, it makes sense for me. I'm a content creator. I have to get every video game that, well, not every video game, but for the most part, I got to test out a lot of different video games. But do you think my friends are going to be so quick to jump up and buy every single video game out there? That's what confuses me about multiplayer and co-op games, where I'm like, why do you guys not design it to where I get like some AI teammate instead of having to be like, oh, hey, can you go out and get this game real quick? But I'm like, do you think I'm going to ask my friends, like, all the friends that I play video games with on a regular basis, ones where I'm like, I feel like it's, you know, I feel like I shouldn't word it like that, but it's like, I'm wording it as if, like, they're not broke, but at the same, well, there ain't no same time. It's like, they're not broke, but they're not going to be jumping out and, you know, be so quick to buy every single game. I'm not going to say that it's broke. I'm going to just say that they're smart. Yeah, there we go. Okay, I feel like that's a much more better way of putting it in things, because, yeah, the way I was about to word it, I was like, nope, I do not word it like that. I'm like, because, yeah, I word it like that. Friend, hear this, and they're like, I am not broke. And I'm like, I didn't mean it that way. But, yeah, it's like, I know that people, it's like, but the thing is this, you're going to go broke buying every single video game. That's why a lot of times, like, when I buy a video game, and I know that I'm not going to be sitting around playing this game for a long period of time, I get my money back. I don't care how the developers feel. I don't care how anybody feels about that, but I'm like, and I know people are like, oh, well, that's kind of messed up, where it's like you're taking advantage of the refund system. Yeah, because people out here want to take advantage of my wallet, and I'm like, I'm not going to have it where it's like a game comes out, they make it seem like in the trailer, oh, this is going to be game of the year, this is going to be the best game of all time, you're going to love this game, you're going to be playing this game day and night. And that's one thing about it, is that I feel like the prime era for video games, where it's because I, at that time, it was like games wasn't hard, games wasn't crazy, you were having fun when playing a video game. But the PlayStation 2 and Xbox 360 era, now there are some games where I feel like they were kind of like hinting to the idea of like, oh, you're gonna have to have some skill level with this game. But for the most part, every video game that I remember playing growing up, you had fun with that video game. There was stuff that came with the video game. Nowadays, I'm like, fam, I'm not having fun with this video game. Like, I don't get the idea of, like, how am I supposed to have fun with this game if the game requires me to buy the season pass, or I gotta have friends, or you have to play this genre to understand it? There's nothing fun about that. Like, I'm saying, everything that I see nowadays with video games, I'm like, I know the developers have to understand that the fans, not even just of that genre, but just all of gaming, ain't nobody asked for that. Not at all. So when I'm playing, my thing is this, if I'm playing Tekken 8, I get that you want to have like some sort of skill to go with it, but at the same time, let me be the one to figure that skill out, all right? I'm saying, like, I feel like when you got story modes shouldn't be some crazy hard thing to get through, because as I see it, if that's what story mode is going to be like, I can only imagine playing multiplayer, unless I'm playing it with friends, but playing it with just random people, because I feel like there's like a chemical thing that goes on in a person's brain, where when you're playing a game with friends, you have fun. You don't get mad. You don't get frustrated. It's like, if so, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, the next time you see this friend, you're going to dab them up, give them a hug, whatever it is that you guys do, but you ain't going to be holding hate in your heart towards that individual. But I feel like that when you play a game with random people, it don't hit the same like how it is with playing friends. Because I can tell you right now, when I have to play, so like for an example, there's this one game that just recently came out called Incursion Red River. Now, when playing that game rewind on that, because I didn't even really play that game like that. So no, I'm gonna talk on a game where I have no choice but to play that game with people, because the friends that I do, like, there are some friends I have that that play this game, Helldivers 2, but other than that, not all my friends are jumping out buying a PlayStation 5 or getting a gaming PC so they can play Helldivers 2. But so anyways, I'll play that game with friends, right? No problems about it. Like, just recently, not too long ago, played it with one of my friends. Had nothing but fun. Nothing but fun. And that's something where I'm like, man, I wish every game was like that, right? And I'm like, and that was like the first time I played that game with a friend. Other than that, it's like I'm usually just watching my friends play it on stream or something. But so anyways, so that's how it is playing with friends, where it's like there's a communication thing that's going on. You know, there's a understanding with that game, right? Then when I play the game with randoms, you got it. So just recently somebody told me that I guess like there's this cape in the Helldivers 2 game that was issued out by the developers, and people, I guess like there's a thing going around like if people see you wearing that cape, then they're gonna kill you. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not trying to start this game up and get killed because I'm wearing a cape that was given to me for free. That don't make no sense at all. That don't make no sense at all. My thing is this: why did you guys not include AI or NPC teammates? I don't get why it's like I'm being forced to. And then people will probably ask that question: well, why not just play the game by yourself? Because it's impossible to play that game by yourself. I've done it. I've gotten through some missions by myself. But then the thing is this. It's only the easy missions. You try upping the missions, even if you are putting it, because they got like the one where it's like the easiest mission. It's pretty much like it's not called very easy. It's like trivial or something like that, but it's very easy, right?
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So they have it where you do that mission. I remember when I very first played that game, I struggled on that mission because, for one, they don't really tell you what to do. They don't have you go through, like, no tutorial missions and stuff. They do have you go through a tutorial, but it's pretty much just, like, the learning the controls, pretty much, right? So anyways, they have you go through that, put you into a random game. You're trying to figure out this game, and I'm like, and the thing is this. I wanted to play that game by myself, right? I wanted to play that game by myself, but it is mad difficult playing that game by yourself. I played it against the automatons, right? So I still remember this first mission. So play against the automatons. I go and I'm doing the, like, where you gotta extract, not extract, but like save the science people or the like the human NPCs that be running up out the buildings and stuff, right? So you gotta save them, and then once when they're saved, but you gotta go to like each individual building and then get them. I didn't do none of that. I remember as soon as the game started, I was, because they don't tell you where the science buildings are at or where the people are at. So you just gotta be running around trying to figure it out. I remember I ran so far away from the objective. I was thinking to myself, like, I know that this, I'm not going the right way. At some point in time, I either had said it or I thought it to myself, I know I'm not going the right way. So couldn't play that game by myself. Had to play the game with people. And so far, I've came across people that will wait until you get into the extraction helicopter at the very end of the mission. They want to kill you. You got the ones where they want to drop stratagems right next to where you're standing. The stratagems is like, so pretty much your character opens up this like little pad thing on his wrist. And then, you just have to, like, type up this, like, it's kind of like them, like, old Grand Theft Auto cheat codes. You gotta, like, type up, like, somewhat of an old Grand Theft Auto cheat code. And then it'll call down, like, a bomb or, like, a laser to kill off the bugs or the bots, wherever planet you land on and stuff. But, yeah, you got people that want to drop off stratagems right next to you. Oh, then you get the ones that get upset because they run right into the middle of your stratagem. So, like, let's say for an example, because the one stratagem that I like using a lot is the laser. So they'll get mad because I'll call down the laser stratagem. They'll run right in the middle of it. Then once when you revive them and spawn them back on the planet and stuff, they want to land right where you're at and kill you. Because, oh, your laser thing killed me. I'm like, fam, you got two eyes. You might even have four eyes if you got glasses. You mean to tell me, it ain't like this laser is small. It ain't like it's one of them like little hand lasers that you hold in your hand. No, this is a big, giant laser. I'm trying to think, like, what is the size? Like, something that I can think of. It, like, overall, if you just go and just watch somebody playing Helldivers, most likely you'll see somebody use the laser stratagem. But it's this big giant laser that only takes out enemies. So if you're playing it where the on one of the bug planets or one of the bot planets, you'll see how this laser just only aims for the bots or the bugs. That's it. It doesn't aim for the people unless you run right into the middle of it. So I didn't have people get mad at me for that. They done killed me. And I'm thinking to myself, fam, I didn't have people shoot me. And I'm thinking to myself, like, do you guys not, like, play this game? I'm serious. Like, what is the thought process when you turn this game on? So, yeah, I admit, I'm telling you, that's a game where I'm like, you have to play it with friends. Because friends, there's better communication. You ain't got people being weirdos. And then if you're a streamer, then you got, like, them friends that know about your streaming stuff. And then they're respectful on your stream. You'll have some people where it's like, they'll say something crazy. And then it's like, fam, I'm streaming. Don't say stuff like that. And then they want to say something crazy. And I'm like, okay, that's why I'm like, I do not play, I at least turn my microphone off, so I ain't gotta hear people, cause yeah, I'm like, I just recently made a TikTok that went viral, where, people be, playing their music all out loud, and I'm like, fam, people still do that, till this day, and I'm thinking to myself, like, bruh, I just wish that people were normal when it came to, and that's one game where I'm like, I wish I didn't have, like, such an issue playing it because of just how creepy they got stuff looking in there and stuff. But the video game, Fallout 76, I guess with that game, they were thinking along the lines that it was just gonna pretty much be like a big giant PvP like type game where you're going up against people and stuff. From what I heard of Fallout 76 is that you'll have people going around helping you. So that's why I'm like, bro, we need more games like that. We need more games where it's like, talking to the community, it's like, we need more of a positive community. And I think I wouldn't be so quick to be like, oh, let me mute everything. And so, but if not that, fam, you companies, you gotta add NPCs to these games. If you're gonna have a game where I'm gonna be pretty much going out into some area by myself and it requires teamwork, you have to understand that my friends aren't gonna be so quick to jump up and buy this game. So a lot of times I am playing games by myself. And I gotta figure out stuff by myself. And I'm like, and it's frustrating because I'm like, bruh, the game shouldn't even be that difficult. It shouldn't be that hard. And they make it so difficult. And I'm like, it makes me not even want to play the game no more. You know, and if it's something where it's like Helldivers, I'm like, okay, cool. That game gets a ghetto pass. I can get past that game. But there are times where I'm like, you know what? I'm about to turn this game off and never play it again. And there's a lot of games that done got that treatment because I'm like, you guys do some stuff in there that not one single person asked for. Just last night, I was playing the new MLB The Show game. I'm playing that. They have it where you can play as the catcher now. So the guy where I'm playing is the catcher. And then, so the batter, he comes up, swings, miss. I grab the ball. They want me to throw it to a base. Rather than just pressing a button and throwing it, they want you to line it up, make sure it's lined up perfectly, press it. And I'm like, why not just have it where? So no, then they do have it where you do press the button and then the stuff is delayed. And I'm thinking to myself, who asked for that? Who asked for the buttons to be delayed? Who asked for this crazy setup where I'm like, bruh, it should just be one little simple tap of a button. They got first base, second base, third base, home plate. So my thing is this, if I'm standing at the home plate, I'm the catcher, right? And then the ball gets in my possession. It should just be, okay, so they, all right, so let me, where's my Xbox controller? All right, so the B button, that's first base. Press the button, you're throwing the ball over there. No, like, because my thing is this. When you sit down and you think of a baseball player, his mind is already made up. I'm throwing this ball. The life ain't going to slow down so I can line it up. No, I'm already lined up with this person. I'm throwing the ball to them. That's how MLB The Show should be. Where it's like, okay, your character already know where he's going to throw this ball at. All he got to do is just press a button. Throw the ball, bruh. But I'm like, my thing is this, asking the developers, and this is why I really wanted to do it. I wanted to ask developers, when have you ever seen where when they're playing, unless it's a baseball movie, but I'm like, fam, I think the one baseball movie I remember seeing, no, actually, I seen two baseball movies. One was more so about like a crazy fan. That was actually a good movie. I think that was the name of the movie. It was called The Fan. And then The Sandlot. Them the only two baseball movies I've ever seen. I'm trying to think if I've seen any other baseball. Oh, The Benchwarmers. So yeah, I've seen three. I feel like I might have seen more. I feel like there's another baseball movie I've seen, but I'm like The Benchwarmers, The Sandlot, and The Fan. I like how all those movies starts with the. Bro, does every baseball movie start with the? Hold on for a second. Now I gotta look it up. Now I gotta baseball movies. Money. Okay, so yeah, there's some where they don't. I've never seen. I need to see that movie. 42 and stuff, but. Yeah, I didn't really sit down and watch Mr. 3000, but that was a movie where I was like, I kind of, Bad News Bears, okay, there's another movie. I feel like there's more, man. I feel like I've definitely seen some more baseball movies. I'm like, nah, some just don't feel right. I feel like there's just a movie that's like, dang, bro, it's like, it's right there, but I can't think of it. And I'm like, bro, that's going to eat at me, because I'm like, I know there's another baseball movie I've seen, but I just cannot think of the name of it. But my thing is this, in an actual baseball game that is live on TBS or whatever channel, TNT, TBS, but my thing is this, right? So let's say the Mariners and the Dodgers, they're playing a game, right? And let's just say I'm a baseball player. I walk up to the plate. I got my bat in hand. I'm looking and I'm like, I'm about to hit a home run, right? Hit the ball. Ball goes flying down the field. It should. So this is how they have it set up in MLB The Show, right? Rather than just having it where your character, it's just a simple, you move your character down to the first plate, right? So let's say, yes, I'm running down to the first plate. I'm running. Stop. There shouldn't be no extra movements. MLB The Show, you just slightly press the button to move. He's already running the second plate. Fam, where are you going? Go back to first plate. Now he's running all the way back to the home plate. You can't do that. You cannot do that. There's no reason for you to be going back to the home plate. Stay at first plate. That's all you, or first base. That's all you got to do. That is all that you have to do. This man running back and forth, now he's out. And I'm like, if you would have just stayed still, I'm saying I really don't know at the end of the day, like, what more that you needed to do. All you just need to do is just stay at first base. That's it. Why are you going back and forth to, like, honestly, he was on some Sandlot stuff. That had, like, that kid be running back and forth and things. No, he'll be doing that. And the thing is this, nobody is near him. So I'm like, fam, what is you doing? Just stand still. You ain't got to do none of that extra stuff. Then when you're playing as the catcher, now my question is to any baseball fan out there, has there ever been a time in the middle of a baseball game where the catcher, he now has the possession of the ball? All of a sudden, everything just gets all slow motion. Barely anything is barely moving. And you're getting ready to throw this ball. But then the time runs out. And then you end up, then everything goes back to normal speed. And then he ends up having it where the person gets to second base, third base, whatever base. All right. But my thing is this. When has that ever happened in an actual game? Or in an action, I mean like an actual legitimate baseball game. Never, right? Usually stuff just happens in real time. So my thing is this. Why do that in MLB The Show when not one single person had asked for it? All they asked for was a baseball game. That's it. You guys could have very well. My thing is this. Make the game look realistic, but have it where it's just, it plays out as a video game. At times, I feel like I'm lunging nuclear lunge codes when I be playing video games nowadays, because I'm like, why am I pressing so many buttons? I remember back then when I would play a video game, and I would think that, I'm all like, you know, like, why am I like that? I feel like I'm only pressing this one button, and then that's it. That's all that I'm doing. And I have to say, that's probably why I like racing games so much, because they don't make racing games all sophisticated. No, they just have the simple, you hold down the right trigger, and then that's it. Or if you got one of those gas and like the steering wheel controllers, then you're holding down the gas pedal. But they all make it this crazy sophisticated racing game. They're all like, hey, do you know how to drive? Yes. Okay, cool. All you just gotta do is just play this racing game and just do what you would do on the road and stuff. I'm not saying that the things I'll be having fun when I'm playing a racing game, so there might be things I do in the game that I will not do on the road. but like, you're getting my point though. Racing games, they don't make racing games sophisticated. And it's crazy how, like, racing games are so underrated. You would think that racing games would be, like, the top-selling games. Like, Forza, Gran Turismo is a sophisticated game. I will say Gran Turismo is sophisticated. They just be having it where you're doing a little bit too much. But they are like, oh, it's a simulation. It's not supposed to be just a simcade racing. I'm like, no, my thing is this. I'm at the comfort of my house chilling. I want to play a video game. I don't want to play a simulation. My thing is this. If I want to play a simulation, bump buying the video game. I'm going to go out, figure out an area where they allow racing at. I'm going to get me a fast car or get me a car, soup it up to where it is a fast car, and I'm going to do actual racing. And I'm going to get actual money. But my thing is this. If I get Gran Turismo for my PlayStation, because it's only a PlayStation game, and it's kind of weird how it's like this game's been out for all this time, and they haven't released it on PC. I just recently talked about that. But my thing is this. If I get this game on a PlayStation, where what's the majority of the things that get sold on the PlayStation? Video games. If I buy Gran Turismo for the PlayStation 5, I am expecting a video game. Not a simulation, not an alternate reality. No, a video game. That's it. That's all that I asked for. But all this sophisticated stuff, you know what? The thing is this. Have it, but at least have it for those that just want to play a video game and have fun. You ain't got to do none of that extra stuff. All you just need is $60 or $70, a console, a TV, controller. You're good. You're set. I'm not saying that people gotta do the work or like the developers. Well, I mean, obviously you gotta develop the game and all that stuff, but I'm not saying to play the game for me, but I'm like, fam, just have it where if I'm playing this game, I'm having fun. That's it. That's all that I ask for. But I feel like a lot of times, like nowadays, developers, they don't want that. They don't want you to have fun. That's why I feel like the majority of the time you see somebody playing a game like Call of Duty or something. I feel like everybody that's playing that game, why is there compilations on YouTube of people smashing their keyboards, breaking monitors, microphones, cameras, desks, all these other different things when playing your guys' game? I don't want people to have that type of reaction when playing my game. So, and it's crazy how it's like, you'll see games like Supermarket Simulator, or the one game where I just saw a big streamer playing it today, because I think that the game just recently came up out of early access, but it was a game that I used to play a lot of, but it's this video game called Planet Crafter, and I'm like, you got games like that, you got games, I'm trying to think of some other games out there where it's like, it's just an easy, simple game, but I'm saying though, that's what people want. People want easy, simple games. My thing is this. I think I would definitely play more of Call of Duty. Is like, instead, because I'm like, here's the thing. I don't mind Warzone. I don't mind multiplayer. I don't mind none of that stuff. But at least have it where I can, like, so if the whole key thing of playing Warzone, let's say you gotta be really good at that game. Okay, add a practice mode then. You know, have it where it's like, because Battlefield, they got something like that. And I have to say, that's one of the reasons why I like Battlefield 2042. Because they knew that that game was going to be strictly multiplayer. So they're all like, hey, you know what? Let's add a practice or like an offline mode. So it's like you playing this game and you want to get good at like playing online. Play that practice mode for maybe an hour or two. Then get into a actual lobby. And then notice like that difference from when you just join a game and you ain't got no practice versus you then did some practice and you go play. Like, yeah, you gonna be good. And I'm saying, and it's like, they just expect you to just, oh, you whatever skills you got. And it's like, yeah, just bring that to the game. Nah, bruh. Games nowadays, I'm like, look, games need practice. Games need NPCs talking on these multiplayer games and co-op games. And games need to be cheaper. Games need to get rid of these season passes and all this other stuff. They just need to go back into its original formula of just having fun. That's it. That's all I ask for. But if that's too much, then I'm like, hey, there's going to be a day where we all look up and video games, they're going to be no more. I'm like, you're going to have a lot of people out here. They're going to be all like, well, forget playing the video game version. I'm just going to actually become a basketball player. Well, I'm actually going to get into racing, or I'm going to get actually into fighting. So I'm like, at least I can fight back if I'm sitting there pressing buttons to fight with somebody. And then he's just standing there not doing nothing. I'm like, yeah, man, there'd be at times games, they'd be doing some old dumb stuff, but anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Make sure you like and subscribe viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe viewing this on podcast streaming service. Thank you guys and peace.